You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
A little bit different question.
Yeah. You know, I do coach some outside the network marketing space, so it's always fun to answer some different questions. Plan to open a cafe art gallery next year. What are the best marketing strategies when we are not open yet? So I'll give you a couple. So one would be, you know, when you're every single person that you talk to, I would say, hey, by the way, you know, I'm opening up a cafe art gallery and we think it's going to be really, really amazing. Hey, if you don't mind, I'd love to grab your information just to let you know when we're about to open. No one's really going to say no to that. I mean, almost everyone you talk to is going to say, oh, well, sure, you know, sure, right? It's a very low commitment, and you start to gobble up, you know, contacts. You start to get more contacts. I would not, you know, until you're really close, I wouldn't exercise that muscle too much and pound them, right? Hey, only 6 months left, right? Don't do that, because then they'll get annoyed before you're open and just, spam, block. And so, you know, don't flex that muscle until you're really, really close. But as you get closer, I would, you know, maybe you can come up with some giveaway ideas. Hey, we're opening this cafe art gallery. It actually happens next week, and we're gonna have this huge opening where we give away unique art, and we have drawings for prizes and gift certificates. It's gonna be absolutely incredible. We have some local artists there that are gonna be painting live. See, people like live shows. So if I was opening an art gallery, I would absolutely have a painter there. And the more unique, the better, to a degree. I mean, I wouldn't have, you know, crazy stuff. But, you know, like if you could find like a kid painter, or if you can go to like one thing that we're involved in is we're involved in the Southwest Florida Children's Charities. And they usually have kid art for auction. Like if you can get some kid art or something like that, like what's something that's different and cool and unique, and if it could be a live experience. So here's a little bit different example, but you know, my oldest son is a huge comic book aficionado. Like, I mean, it's crazy. I you know, he would absolutely kill it if he did a YouTube channel or something, but you can like show him. You can just flash him, you know, you can flash him the cover of like any comic book done since the 60s. And he'll say, oh, that's Buscemi. You're like, how'd you do that? Oh, that's Frank Miller. Like, I mean, you can he is literally a genius, and he'll tell you the genealogy of it. And it's just crazy. It's crazy how good he is. But sometimes I've gone with him to comic book shops. They're always empty. They always have a ton of inventory, and they just seem like they're clueless about marketing. Dude, if I owned a comic book shop, live experiences. I would have how to draw comics as a class that I would charge for. I would have artists come in and do autographs. I would have, you know, sneak peek showings. I would work with, you know, the movies to see if I can get a sneak peek at a trailer before everyone else. Live stuff. That's what gets people excited. And so, you know, that's, you know, leading up to it, I'm just grabbing everybody's. And, you know, you want to keep your, before you can transact, you got to keep your lead acquisition costs low. So I wouldn't be running a ton of ads right now. I would mainly be doing like, you know, word of mouth kind of stuff, and maybe even prospecting people. Wherever I'm going to open, I might go to all of my, you know, commercial neighbors and talk with them and see if I can work any deals out with them or work any promotional stuff out with them. I may even go, like, think about this. What if I went to all the neighbor businesses in the strip mall or wherever you're opening? And I said, hey, you know, I want to, you know, we're excited to be coming in here next year, and we want to bring some light to you. So I'd love to do a Facebook Live and highlight you guys. Hey, this is Burl, and we're going to be off in an amazing cafe art gallery right here. But today I'm with my neighbor over here, and he's amazing. He's awesome. This is what he does. What do you do? I fix mufflers. great, that's amazing, right? And so how do I get my neighbors rooting for me? How do I make them just want me to succeed? How do I get them to, you know, maybe put a little box out front by their cash register that markets my thing? Bring them some love. What is it that they want? They want more customers. They want to make more money. They want more exposure.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.